May our time in Lent strengthen and sustain us. Amen. We know Jesus is famished and that he's at the very end of his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness. And then appears the devil with his temptations. And the devil says, "Jesus, I can feed you now and end your hunger. I can make you the ruler of the whole wide world. You don't have to do this." And when Jesus doesn't take the devil up on his offers, the devil throws an insult at him and says, "Fine, I don't believe that you're the Messiah. Prove it to me." Jesus, the devil says, "Look, I can give you everything just like that. Otherwise, we both know what's waiting for you once you head out of the desert." Jesus is good. He tells the devil so. He doesn't need anything more than to serve and worship God. So at the end of the story, there's the devil holding his empty bribes as Jesus walks away. But what about when the devil turns to us with his temptations? Or in the words of Barbara Taylor Brown, we're not going to get the Son of God temptation test. We're going to get the regular old Adam and Eve test, which means that the devil won't need much more than an all-you-can-eat buffet and a tax refund to turn our heads. And this got me thinking about temptations and the shapes they can take in our lives. Sometimes the temptation is to give up on ourselves and think we aren't good enough. Sometimes the temptation is that we think we can do it all on our own, all by ourselves. Sometimes the temptation is to think we don't really need God in our lives. Sometimes the temptation is just one cookie that turns into a whole box. And I was listening to a podcast a few days ago about an open water marathon swimmer whose name is Kim Chambers. She has set a lot of new records, and she is only one of six people to complete the Ocean 7, which is the equivalent to climbing the seven summits. And she swims in the open water of the ocean with no wetsuit, but she isn't alone. She has a small team that helps her with food and water in the boat that follows her close by. And a typical marathon in the ocean is 30 to 33 miles because of the currents. In one swim, she was in the water for 17 hours, surrounded by sharks. And Kim was asked, "What's the hardest part of open water swimming?" And Kim replied that it's the mind. Because at any point, all you have to do is touch the boat. And you're in a lot of physical pain doing this. And there's the boat. Touch it and you're done. You're disqualified, race over. The boat is a constant temptation. Temptations are the quick fix to avoiding the hard work, most of which is inner work that we need to do. To quote Brené Brown, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. So if we are striving to be like Jesus, or do what Jesus would do, then, well, we have to spend some time in the wilderness. And Lent is our 40 days in the wilderness. It is a way to practice owning the stories we tell ourselves. So as my spiritual director likes to say, when the evil one shows up, we are then able to show him the door. Time in the wilderness is how we get to the other side of our journeys. It is the, wow, I did it. I got through that. Like Jesus, time in the wilderness frees us from all devilish attempts to distract us from our being our best selves. Time in the wilderness teaches us to trust that the Spirit that led us into the wilderness will lead us out again, nourished and ready to worship and serve God. Amen.